Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined for my weekly chamber chat by Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. And today we are also joined by Ben Christopher, the manager of BRG Music of Perry. So Ben and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you.
Ben, we will start with you. First of all, we're sitting here in BRG Music. So tell me a little bit about the background of this store.
There's been an iteration of this store around since roughly 2004. It officially became BRG Music in, I think, late 2008 or early 2009. I came on as a teacher in 2006 in one of the other iterations. The two owners went their own ways, and we kept BRG going. And it's basically been like a teaching studio slash online sales and local sales kind of thing for us for the last number of years. I can't believe it, but it's almost been 10 years as just this, let alone my teaching time ahead of that. Time goes by fast, you know.
For sure. So you've been in this location this whole time on 2nd Street?
Since 2008. We were on Warford and 2nd for a while, and then I think the first iteration of the guitar store was where Hulgen is at right now, but I wasn't around for that. That predates my time.
All right. So what sort of services do you offer here? You kind of mentioned a few of them.
Yeah, we do lessons. We have piano lessons, drum lessons, ukulele lessons, guitar lessons, both acoustic and electric. We do retail music sales. We offer band rental instruments, you know, through one of our websites. We offer CDs and vinyl, too. A lot of people like that. I've got some vintage guitar magazines and random things that tend to be what someone's looking for when they come into a place like this.
All right. That's a lot of varied lessons and stuff like that. So is it all taught by you, or do you have like a staff here that comes in and teaches lessons?
It used to be a number of us taught guitar, and through attrition and time, it's come down to where I do the guitar, bass, and drum lessons and the ukuleles right now. We have got a piano teacher who's been with us for just about as long as I've been around, Bertha Mae Van Horn. She does a great job with her students, and she performs all over town at different churches and whatnot doing piano.
Okay, how can people set up lessons if they are interested in that?
They can stop in the store anytime we're open and just inquire, or they can call us at 515-329-0120. And I've got some different programs with discounts for lessons and everything. Say if you want a single lesson is $20, but if you buy a group of four, it's $15 per lesson for a month.
Okay. Now, do you have any other like promotions and that sort of thing that are going on right now, maybe around the holidays or even coming up?
I've been doing a little 15% off promotion on in-stock gear. That's going to expire here in the next couple days. Once the holidays hit, I'll be done with that. I'll do a Boxing Day thing, I believe, online. But other than that, it's just kind of business as usual in the woods, you know.
All right. Now, we're talking here with the Chamber Chat. So how do you feel like your relationship with the Chamber has gone since you became a member? And when really was that?
As long as I can remember, we've been a member of the Chamber, and it's always been great. They help us get different events, you know, if they need something like a rental or whatever, or some sound gear or some help with something, they hit us up and let us know. And they've helped us with our networking within the community.
All right. Well, one last question that I have for you is we're sitting here in the store, lots of great looking instruments and stuff like that. What's one particular instrument in here that strikes your fancy and you would encourage people to check out?
They all do to some degree because every guitar is different. I've got a problem. I own probably 20 guitars, and I just picked up another amp, so way too many 120-watt amp heads. But I've got one in particular. There's a carbon fiber composite acoustic guitar that we got. It'll cost you, you know, the price of a used car, but it is the coolest thing. It's resistant to heat and humidity, and it just sounds incredible. So it's just innovation and, in a traditional sense, really cool.
All right. Ben Christopher with BRG Music. Anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
No, just feel free to stop in. If you see the lights on and I'm running around here, come in, knock on the door, whatever. I'm always open to chat with whoever comes by. So, you know, store hours aren't a huge deal.
All right. Well, now we'll move on to Lindsay Pasuti and talk about some chamber activities. The first one is still a ways away on the horizon, but really it's actually pretty close because it's the sesquicentennial celebration, which is 2019.
That's right. So sesquicentennial is the 150th anniversary of Perry. So not something that we made up, but we've kept track of course, over the years. We know when Perry was established. And so 2019 will be a very big year for Perry to celebrate all that has become and that we know of today. So planning has been underway for a couple months now, kind of really ramping up to start talking about fundraising and individual activities. We just had a meeting on Tuesday, so talking about a theme and really getting excited about that and what that looks like to involve the community in the celebration and really gearing up for the actual celebration. So when we're talking about dates and things, Perry already has a long-standing tradition, a 4th of July celebration. So piggybacking on that, we will be celebrating the sesquicentennial on July 5th through 7th. That would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, following July 4th, which is on Thursday in 2019. So just really having fun with it, coming up with some activities that are 150 themed for various activities or just typical activities that you see in celebrations. So it's just fun to have a committee come together from all over the community, whether they're interested in the history side of things, in the family-friendly activities, and just Perry Pride in general. So it's been a fun group to work with so far. We've been meeting on the fourth Tuesday of each month, except for this month because of the holidays, of course. So we'll get back up started in January on the 22nd at 5:30, and that's located at the Towncraft, open to anyone that would like to attend. You know, let us know if you would like a personal invitation. We can give you more information directly. But just really excited about the planning underway. You'll be hearing more about individual activities that we'll be using as fundraising to help with the actual celebration and just really getting people excited about the overall event. It's the 150th year, so we might as well celebrate all year round. So we will be starting that in January with a little bit of trivia, the trivia night. So more information on that.
All right. I'm sure that's not the last time that we will talk about the sesquicentennial. Now, kind of one last thing that we wanted to talk about today is sort of just wrapping up this year. We'll do more of that, I think, next week. But one of the key things that most people, I think, have noticed this year with the chamber has been the influx of ribbon cuttings. And that has been by design, it seems like.
Maybe by design, but maybe by chance as well, a little bit. One thing with the ribbon cuttings is that we're celebrating new businesses, but also new members and really giving recognition to that. So when I counted this year, I came on in March and there were a couple that were ahead of that, but we've had 16 this year. So that averages out to be more than one per month, but definitely this fall we've had, you know, two in one day, four in within a week, you know, really exciting. But it's just exciting to celebrate and thank those that are making the investment into the community, that are being a part of the chamber, and just really being excited about all of the change and growth that we're seeing here in Perry. And, you know, the chamber is a great way to get the word out and be a part of this organization that is really meant to benefit the whole community. So I think people have been really excited about, you know, it's kind of a snowball effect. Well, they're doing it, so I better do it. And really, let's celebrate. And we've had a great turnout at those events because people are really excited about the new businesses and what that means for the community. So it's really exciting to celebrate having 16 this year, and maybe we'll have that many next year. We'll see. It's hard to say, but it really comes down to Perry being a community that people want to be in. And so hopefully we can see that come out in more businesses, more chamber members, things like that moving forward.
All right. Well, Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
Just as always, a reminder to thank your local businesses for being here year round. You can do that in a number of ways, but obviously shopping local whenever possible is a great way to do that. Hoping all of our members have a wonderful holiday season with their families and their customers, and then just closing out the year in a strong note and looking forward for planning for 2019.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lindsay, for joining me, and to Ben as well.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Ben Christopher and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.